Welcome to the deep dive. So look, in today's digital world, organizations are, well, they're facing this constantly growing storm of cybersecurity threats.
It's relentless, isn't it? More than just, you know, reacting after the fact.
Exactly. And for some sectors, I'm thinking hospitality here, where everything's built on trust, on keeping guests' data safe, while proactive planning isn't just nice to have.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely essential. Non-negotiable, really.
So our mission today in this deep dive is to really unpack one of the best tools for building that kind of resilience, tabletop exercises.
Right. And these aren't just theoretical chats. They're simulations.
Yes, simulated scenarios designed pretty carefully to test how an organization actually responds in a crisis.
We're going to break down how you design them, how you run them effectively.
Basically, give you a shortcut to getting up to speed on this. You'll get a clear picture of how they work in practice. We've got a real-world example from hospitality.
And some really solid insights from CISA guidelines, too. That's the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
So, drilling down on hospitality for a second, why is this so crucial there?
Well, like you said, trust. But it goes deeper. Cybersecurity, it's not just an IT problem for a hotel or a restaurant.
No, it's fundamentally about the guest experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. Think about it, one breach. It doesn't just cost money immediately.
It erodes that trust you mentioned, damages reputation, sometimes for years.
Right, and it can really mess with how the organization functions internally too, decision-making under pressure, all of that.
So tabletop exercises, they kind of connect the dots.
That's a good way to put it. Mm. They bridge that that really critical gap between having a policy written down somewhere.
Collecting dust in a binder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And actually having teams practice it, build that muscle memory so they can act decisively when things are, you know, chaotic.
Which is precisely what a real cyber incident feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's make this concrete. You mentioned a real world example.
Yeah, let's talk about this luxury hotel chain in Berlin. They were looking ahead, wanting to protect themselves against threats like ransomware, data breaches, the usual suspects.
And their main goal?
Keep the guest experience smooth, seamless, even if things went sideways technologically.
Makes sense. So how did they start? What was step one?
First thing, they put together a planning team, but not just IT.
Ah, cross-functional.
Exactly. IT, security, operations, management folks. And this was smart. They brought in local law enforcement, too.
Oh, interesting. Why law enforcement?
To get insights on how threats might escalate, how that interaction would work, adds a layer of realism.
Okay, so they have the team. What next? Objectives.
Yep. Early meetings were all about defining clear, measurable goals. Things like cutting down incident response time, making sure everyone knew exactly who did what during a breach, protecting guest data, obviously.
And keeping the hotel running, right? Operational continuity.
That was key. So not just finding problems, but really mapping out specific improvements they wanted to see.
That clarity is important. Then came the scenario itself.
Right. And they made it realistic, impactful. Picture this. Ransomware hits, locks up the entire booking system.
Ouch.
And it happens during peak season. So customer data is at risk, but also immediate revenue.
Wow. Talk about pressure.
Totally. So the participants, they had to juggle everything, the technical fix, talking to guests, legal compliance.
All at once. That sounds intense.
It was designed to be. Logistically, they ran it in one of the hotel's conference rooms.
If it's in-house.
Yeah. Had all the materials ready, situation manuals, guides from the facilitators.
Yeah.
And they brought in outside cybersecurity experts just to observe.
Get an objective view. Smart. So how did it go? What happened during the simulation?
Well, that's where the real learning happened. Almost immediately, gaps popped up. Especially in communication.
Like what?
For instance, the front desk team. They were struggling to get real-time updates from the IT team who were, you know, fighting the fire.
So a disconnect between the front lines and the technical response.
Exactly. A key friction point you'd probably never spot just by reading a policy document.
So finding those hidden snags is where the real value lies then.
Precisely. And the outcome for this Berlin hotel was really positive. Afterwards, they didn't just write a report and forget it.
What did they do?
They immediately changed their crisis communication plan based on what they learned, rolled out specific training for staff.
So real changes.
Real tangible changes. And the result, they strengthened their cybersecurity. But just as importantly, they built confidence across their teams. People felt more prepared.
I remember reading a quote from one of their managers.
Yeah, it's something like, "The exercise transformed theoretical plans into actionable knowledge." Which really sums it up.
That Berlin example is great. Really shows the payoff in hospitality. But Okay, how does this translate? How can organizations outside of hotels, hospitals, retailers, whoever, use this? Is there a framework?
Definitely. And what's great is we can adapt guidelines from CISA, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. They provide a solid foundation.
Okay, CISA. So how can we adapt their thinking for, say, a broader audience? What are the key takeaways?
Well, first, it echoes the Berlin example. Build a diverse planning team.
Right. Not just IT.
Not just IT. Get legal in there. PR. Operations. If you're a hospital, you absolutely need clinicians involved to understand patient impact.
Okay.
A retailer, you need your customer service leads. They know how a breach feels to the customer directly.
That makes sense. It seems obvious, but I bet it gets missed. People default to IT taking the lead.
Happens all the time, so diversity is key. Second, align your scenarios with real risks.
Tailor it.
Exactly. Don't just pull a generic scenario off the shelf. If you're a bank, maybe you simulate a really sophisticated phishing attack going after financial data.
Or a utility company might focus on grid security.
Precisely. Test responses to potential grid failures or critical infrastructure attacks. Make it relevant. Make it count.
You also mentioned iterative improvement. People do one exercise and think they're done.
That's a huge pitfall, yeah.
Yeah.
So point three is focus on iteration. Learning is ongoing. After an exercise, you need an after-action report, an AAR.
What does that do?
It highlights everything you found, the gaps, the things that worked, the areas needing improvement. Then, critically, you update your plans, you make changes.
And you test again later.
And you retest. Yeah. That cycle is absolutely key to building real, lasting resilience over time. It's not a one-and-done thing.
Okay. Iterative improvement. Makes sense. What else from CISA?
Fourth point, and again, it echoes Berlin. Leverage external partnerships.
Like the law enforcement piece.
Exactly. Yeah. Or specialized cybersecurity firms. Practice collaborating with them. Simulate those coordinated responses because major incidents often involve multiple agencies or partners.
So you're testing not just your internal response, but how you link up with outside help.
Right. Yeah. How effectively can you interface with that external support when you really need it?
Okay, so we have the framework. Diverse team, real risks, iterate, use partners. But how do you actually craft the scenario itself so it really pushes people, makes them think without just being overwhelming, especially if you're new to this?
Good question. Effective scenarios need that balance of realism and complexity. But you can build up to it. First tip, layer the challenges.
Don't just simulate one single problem.
Right. Maybe combine that ransomware attack with, say, a PR nightmare blowing up on social media at the same time.
Oof. Test multitasking under pressure.
Exactly. Tests resource allocation, too. It reflects the messy reality, you know. Crises rarely happen one problem at a time.
True. What else makes a scenario effective?
Incorporate time pressure. Make it feel urgent, like the real world. Don't just let people ponder indefinitely.
Oh, don't do that.
Pose sharp questions, like, okay, the attackers are demanding payment within 24 hours. What's your decision? What's the move?
Forces quick thinking, prioritization.
Pushes them to think on their feet. Weigh those tough options under duress.
And those options can be really difficult, ethically and legally, too.
Absolutely. Which leads to the final tip. Encourage debate. Don't make it all yes-no answers.
How so?
Ask open-ended questions. Mm-hmm. Things that spark real discussion, like how do you balance the potential need to pay a ransom against the legal risks, the ethical concerns, the possibility it won't even work.
Get them exploring those nuances.
Exactly. Helps teams understand the full spectrum of consequences before they face them for real.
So bringing this all together as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
It seems clear that whether you're running a hotel, a hospital, an office, whatever, these tabletop exercises are pretty powerful.
Yeah, they really stand out.
Right.
Relatively low cost, but high impact for building resilience.
They take risk management off the page and make it real actionable.
Mm-hmm. They empower teams, empower the whole organization, really, to face these constantly changing cyber threats with more confidence.
So what's the final takeaway for our listeners? What stands out to you?
I think the key thing is you don't have to start big and complicated. Don't get overwhelmed.
Right. Follow the Berlin example, maybe.
Exactly. Start small. Pick just one realistic scenario that matters to you. Get that cross-functional team together, even if it's just a few key people at first. And just run the simulation.
Just skew it.
Just do it. Because as that Berlin hotel showed, the lessons you learn, even from that very first step, they're invaluable. It sets you on the right path.
Towards stronger preparedness and maybe a bit more peace of mind in this crazy landscape.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That peace of mind is worth a lot.